Let us pray. God,
the love of truth,
and the angels present themselves to us,
but they are not your
reason for us.
We have
our reason.
Many
voices call
to us,
but they are
not you.
We need
the voices
of this world.
You are
calling to us.
We want
to hear you
and
see your vision
for us.
Speak
with your
sisters and
brothers.
I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light above me Some of those messages racism, homophobic work, cultural messages of racism and sexism that tell you who you are before anybody knows anything about you. Nathaniel exposes one of those messages. When Philip tells him about this remarkable rabbi that he's got from Nazareth, and Nathaniel repeats it, things going on, committing anger from Nazareth. There's this stereotype of Nazareth as this big town full of hillbillies, this whole village full of losers, and nobody from that town can amount to anything. The interesting thing is that in response to this bigotry, this insult, Jesus compliments them. So that here is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Apart from that, because Jesus didn't just go around saying bad things about people. And maybe Jesus was certainly being factually accurate, that Nathaniel wasn't being dishonest, he was being quite honest about his bigotry. But I think there's something deeper going on. Jesus could see something in Nathaniel that we couldn't see. Maybe that even Nathaniel couldn't see. He certainly couldn't see how Jesus could see. How do you know me? How did that happen? You didn't know me. Jesus said, I see. I know who you are. And it turns out that Jesus' vision of who Nathaniel was changes to Nathaniel's vision of who Jesus is. It turns around and says, you're the Son of God, who are the King of Israel. And it also changes to Nathaniel's vision. Jesus says, you will see heaven's open, the connection between God and us. You will see angels of God ascending and descending on the human. That phrase, the angels of God ascending and descending, read about it, is the exact quote of the story of Jacob's ladder. And now, Jesus opens Nathanael's vision and says, who will see it? Jesus' vision of Nathanael changes who he is, what he sees, on himself and the world. Jesus, of course, like always, is channeling God. God is a vision of who you are. It's greater than anything. In fact, it's greater than you can imagine. The book of Ephesians says, God is able by the grace of God in us to do more than we ask or imagine. God has a vision for who you are. It's greater than you think. That's also greater than you. Jesus' vision of Nathaniel included this cosmic thing, heaven and earth, connected, opened up. The angels of God. And Nathaniel was a part of this cosmic vision. God's vision of you includes God's dream for the whole world in your heart. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream, had a vision for this country, and he could see an America that we couldn't see. If you looked around in the 60s, what you would see is a lot of bitterness and resentment and racism and violence. In the middle of all that, Martin Luther King Jr. sees something different. He sees an America that we can hardly imagine. An America that has completely overcome its racism, its economic policies, its creative poverty, its militarism. And he lived that dream out, not out, in a way that galvanized millions of us so that we see that vision. We see that America that we're still working on. We're not there yet, but we can at least envision it. We have this vision of an America that's actually outgrown our racism. God has a dream for you. It's more of an American dream, which is, if you think about it, incredibly selfish, materialistic. God's dream is this thing that Jesus calls the kingdom. Bible. It takes some learning. Young boy Samuel had to learn how to listen for God. The writer of that story says that the word of God wasn't heard much. Visions were rare in those days. Well, it turns out that Samuel was seeing, he was hearing from God. He just didn't know it. He thought it was just the person who next did. Eli had to teach him how to listen as if it were God speaking. Nathaniel had to learn how to see. Can anybody come from Nazareth? Philip said, come and see. Philip encouraged Nathaniel to see in the mirror. That's what we were doing. Learning how to listen to God's word for us. Learning how to see God's vision for us. As if God actually were already communicating to us. We just haven't heard it, haven't seen it. That's what we're doing in our morning prayer. Besides all the people who pray for when you know. Spending some time just listening for God's vision for our lives. What if that's what we did together? What if the reason we came together was to help each other to hear God's word in their own lives? Eli couldn't hear for Samuel. He had to teach him how to listen, but then all he could do in the end was just say, just stop and say, what? Listen. Nathaniel couldn't just come up with that vision on his own. He needed Philip to say, here, come and see. What if we did that for one another? What if the reason we had to was to say, stop and listen. What are you hearing from God in your life? Come and see. What if that's what we did right here, right now, on Sunday morning? We came together to listen for God's vision for us as a church. God has a vision for saying that. Greater than what we see, greater than what we've ever imagined, greater than us, involves the whole world, involves God's dream of justice and healing for the whole human family, the restoration of creation for the whole planet, the whole universe. And we're part of it. We can live in this God's vision for it. It will be greater than today. It will be frighteningly great. It will be so great that we'll make it so real. I don't know. The more we listen, the more we'll hear God say, I know you are. I know. Because I live inside you. That song that we just read, Psalm 139, God is not off somewhere in the distance, watching us with a telescope. God knows us from the inside out. God knows our subconscious. God knows who we are. It is God who says, I believe for you. If we listen to that vision, we will see them as hope. We will see the angels of God ascending and descending. The glory of God radiant in each of your lives. And I believe God help us. Open the eyes and ears of our hearts. Father, thank you that you are already speaking to us in our lives, in the secret depths of our hearts. We pray for the faith to listen, to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen to your voice, and for the courage to trust in your deep desire for us. Surrender to everything your love. Live in harmony with your grace. Amen. 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 Amen.